Bitwinski commended the towns around Sun Valley for hosting a tour on short notice. He said tour leader Miles Reitemann and administrator Renee Rizak were magicians for setting it up so quickly.
I think Miles must have pulled in every chip he has. He's worked a lot with Sun Valley, and that's pretty amazing. We wanted to be able to help out in Boulder, but you know, it'd be kind of like going to someone's house who just had a disaster and showing up. You know, hey, how's it going?
Right.
We opted not to do that, obviously, and then the city of Sun Valley and Ketchum and Haley, they have just been amazing what they've been able to put together in just a couple of, really less than a week.
Sun Valley area weathered its own disaster recently. A fire in August burned over 100,000 acres, endangered the second homes of celebrities, and forced over 2,000 homes altogether to be evacuated. Bitwinski said they'd got an extensive debriefing on the crisis and how local agencies worked with federal authorities. However, one sore spot with locals, he said, is that unlike the Park City area, they're dealing with a lot of federal land.
Being surrounded by the BLM, fires break out just by lightning as they normally would anywhere. But, you know, a lightning strike will happen, and the BLM basically does very little about it. And as it burns towards the cities, now then becomes the responsibility of the city to fight the fire. And so the point of contention is that these fires are not started within the city, but the city has to pay to put them out, and there's a big cost-sharing formula they have to work out.
He said development is limited in elevation, so it doesn't stretch up to the ridgelines, but Sun Valley and the surrounding area had a lot of dry timber.
The fire that they fought with a month ago, those forests had not burned in over 100 years.
Hmm.
So there was plenty of fuel. There was the circle of life, if you will, for a forest where, you know, eventually there's a fire, it burns it down, and it then regenerates itself. I think the takeaway for us was just the fact that they have the good fortune that the fire does not go up that high, that it's easier to get to, I guess, would be the answer to that. And they don't have to go up to ridgelines,
mm-hmm.
and they don't have to go to faraway places to put out a fire.
Before this, Park City's road tour visited Sun Valley three times over the years, most recently in 2005. But Bitwinski said this time they learned about the area's well-groomed trail system.
What we did learn was that, you know, they do a fair amount of winter grooming. The citizens can buy a season's pass for $250 to be able to use this extensive groomed trail system. They have 2,700 pass holders at $250, which is $200 a season, which is $500,000 in revenue that they put back into trail grooming. And then the really neat thing, which is a more fun thing, you know, but they, for winter grooming, they have a dog pass, season's pass for mm-hmm. dogs, which is $50. And they have 800 people that have bought season passes for their dogs, which is another $40,000 in revenue.
The locale isn't just the town of Sun Valley. Close by is neighboring Ketchum.
They could collaborate better than they do. There's a little bit of friction between the two. And our sense was they might have some more opportunities for consolidating some of their services. They're not quite to that point yet. You know, things like a shared fire department or a shared police department, and they're not quite there. Although I think their police are under the control of the county sheriff, which is a little different than what we have, and it works for them. I don't think it would be a great idea for us. There's that differential. And then, of course, there's Haley, which is 12 miles to the south. And the three of them, a lot of people, I think are all one big place. And there is shared rec, and we do some things like that among the three of them.
Bitwinski said they're also learning about the area's economic initiatives, like a local broadband plan.
They're using some abandoned water lines to be able to run conduit. They do an incredible analysis of the economic impact of events, which we do as well. But I think they're at a slightly higher level of sophistication in how they do that. Andy and I are actually going to spend some time with their economic development guy, because he's coming down to Park City in November. So going to get the opportunity to pick his brain a little bit more. We went to a couple of manufacturing places yesterday for startup businesses. The city doesn't actually help them. Sun Valley and Ketchum are kind of a mecca for small businesses who want to, you know, come to a place, get started almost literally in their garage, and have product testing 2 minutes away.
Park City Council member Alan Spetwinski. The tour group is scheduled to travel to Ogden Friday. They'll return Saturday. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.